Hi, I'm Quentin D'Souza, and you're listening to Getting Started with Education REI. Create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing. Make sure to check out educationrei.ca. In this episode, this member is looking to get into his first property. We explore some strategies and some locations that might fit his budget. Have a listen. I wanted to welcome you, and I wanted to see how I can help you. Depending on what you're doing and where you are, I can usually at least point you in the right direction or share some resources with you or get you going. But right now I'm working on a really big deal. So I've got like 200 plus units that I'm doing in Southern Ontario, a number of apartment buildings. I've got 34 million in assets under management already in Canada and the US. Done pretty much every strategy except Airbnb. I don't do short-term rentals, where are you in your investing journey, and how can I help you?
So I've actually been on your Facebook group for about 2 years. And so in early 2019, I became a mortgage broker. Mm-hmm. I did lots of work trying to get out there, meeting residential real estate agents and trying to, drum up some business and stuff. Mm-hmm. I did okay in the first, 6 or 7 months. And then, that type of stuff slows down around Christmas time. And then before it started picking back up for the spring market, it was COVID. And, in the meantime, I've taken a bunch of boot camps for stuff. I was the first person to get your Action Taker book.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I posted that in the group way back whenever I got it. So I've read that. I've listened to those podcasts that you were just talking about maybe putting me on.
Yep.
I've listened to a lot of Rob and Sandy's podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so because I'm also in the mortgage business, I get how it goes. 20 odd years ago, I owned a rental house when I was 25. I did not enjoy being a landlord when I moved out and I rented it for a couple of years.
Right.
Wish I still had it, because the houses on that street are pushing, about 850,000 right now. And we bought it for like 140.
Wow.
So yeah. Yeah.
20 years ago. So that's 500%.
Yeah. I know. It's fantastic, right? So for me, actually, right now, I'm going to do some private lending. I got about 120 grand that I'm going to give to them and see who wants to borrow that. From there, it's just time for me to, when the mortgage business got slow, I worked in retail my whole life. So I went back to working in a retail store. So I'm working retail full time, and I despise every second of it. I need to get out of that. So that I can work again more solidly on both my real estate career, sorry, my real estate investment, and on my mortgage brokering career, which I want to do both of them.
Okay. And on the real estate investment side, private lending is fine. Like it's not an issue. And I have every confidence that you'll be able to find, there's a ton of lenders or borrowers at Durham REI for sure.
Right.
If you're interested in is a second mortgage or a first mortgage, it obviously will depend on the interest rate, but that's not going to be an issue.
Right.
What I'm interested in is, how do you see your next steps going to be? So what are you looking to increase your net worth? Are you looking for different sort of cash flow opportunities? Can you qualify for a mortgage? What are the pieces that you need? So usually it's funds for the property, financing, and then finding the deal. So of those three, what do you got?
I can find the funds for down payment. In Durham, I can't qualify for mortgage on my own, just based on my income. If I do it with my wife, we probably could. She's in your old career. She works for DDSB. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's who you taught for, but she's in that role.
Really? That's good. Yeah. So you both could qualify for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she on board with doing it or no?
You know what? I've got her trying to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I've been pushing it for a couple of weeks. She's not, it's dry for her. It's not her thing. Mm. So she's on board with, you know, having a better life. I owned a restaurant for most of I bought one in 2012. And I lost my shirt, had to refinance my house on it twice, right? So I feel pretty bad that I lost that money over the last decade or so. So I want to replenish that back into the family stores and then really build my net worth. In the short term, because I think when I get more into the real estate investing side, I'd like to be the managing partner of joint ventures. Mm-hmm. To do that, I obviously need, well, I think I need to get out of my grocery store where I'm working. So I have a need to get, you know, some income for myself around 40K a year. So that's about what I'm making. So that's where, that's kind of where I'm trying to decide now. I think, you know, doing a couple of flips, if I could find some cosmetic flips, I'm on all the wholesaler lists. I've got access to all that stuff. I know a bunch of private lenders who would probably go up to 80 or 90%. And some who might be able to, you know, front me 100% on a flip. Before I get into something like that, I definitely want to make sure I've got my ducks in a row and have somebody who can help me along with that type of stuff.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different directions that we can take this conversation. One is that if you have the funds available and you want to partner with somebody, you would focus on partnering with a potential like flipper who's handling the day-to-day stuff and seeing if they are willing to partner with you in order to get like, 50% of the profit, but you take on more tasks from them than what a normal private lender would do. That can be a little bit of a challenge because as a flipper, they know that, like they can make more money by doing it themselves and just taking a private lender. So you always have to see how you can add value to like what somebody's doing in order to make it more valuable than just what it is that you have, right? You're always trying to add value to people and that will help you out a lot. One of the things that you may look at instead of, if you can't qualify in Durham, you may want to look at a little bit further out from Durham and seeing if there are properties that make sense for you on this. Like do you know how much you could qualify up to?
I think with mine, I'm probably good for about 250.
250. And then with your wife?
Oh, with her, because with her house, we could probably go for about 6 or 7 probably, because we don't have a lot of debt.
So one of the things that you might want to look at is like if you want like high cash flow, requires a little bit more work. But what I would suggest is you hire a property manager is you perhaps look at Peterborough Student Rentals, even Peterborough Rentals will work like numbers wise. Mm-hmm. The purchase price versus the rents are quite good. You just have to make sure that you're finding the right team. So one of the things I can do is I can try to connect you with a couple of realtors out in that area if you want.
Sure. Okay.
I've got no affiliation with anybody. I'm an investor myself, but I just know everybody everywhere.
Yeah, like, that's good for everybody.
Yeah, I tend to have a good reputation with wherever I go, unless I'm dealing with people who are not good to work with in the first place. You're never going to want to work with them anyways. But I'll connect you to a couple of realtors to help you that conversation going. Do you have any idea of like, have you done one of the things that I suggest you do is there's the first 3 rental properties course online on that education REI. Go through that because it'll help you to define the areas that you want to invest in. Where are you located?
I'm in Whitby.
Oh yeah. So Peterborough is fine. Like you may even want to look at like Kingston. It's a little bit further out, but you would have property management in place. Belleville, Coburg, you know, any of those like a little bit smaller markets. I wouldn't go too small. I would avoid like the under 20,000 people market, but you may want to look at those ones, especially ones that have higher, like if you can get a duplex, that have two rents and hire a property manager and still cash flow $400 or $500. You know, that's what you're looking at if you can do that. The challenge is always going to be that there are a lot of other people looking in the same markets right now, right?
Right.
But like those numbers should work. If you're looking for high cash flow, you may want to look for student rentals in Peterborough. Might be a good place to have a look. So those are a couple of ideas. I mean, if you like, if you're private lending at 140, and let's say you get you have 140K and you're gonna lend at, let's say, what do you want to lend at? 8 or 9 or 10? Let's say,
yeah, probably 8 sounds probably pretty good.
8, okay. So that's 11,200 divided by 12.
That's about 850.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you're still a couple grand away from doing what you need to do. So, like, I would definitely think, you know, especially once you get one or two under your belt, then it's easier for you to go to the next person and say, look, this is what I'm doing. Do you want to do it together? And then we can, you know, we can do a partnership, right?
Right.
And, you know, you if you bring the funds, and we co-qualify, we can, you know, and I'll take care of all the other pieces, right? But the key is to do one and not put yourself as the property manager, because you've already told me that that's not what you want to do.
No.
And it doesn't sound like it's a good use of your time anyways. So focus on putting in quality property management. And then look at some of those other markets. Rather, I know that the Durham region is great. I mean, I remember, you know, buying properties like 10 years ago, like, you know, I was buying condo townhouses for 160K. Yeah. And that same one we just sold for like 600K.
Wow.
So, you know, that's what's happening right now. And that was not even 10 years. Right. So if you can find the key to this is that you would want to, you're going to make money from the cash flow from the property, but you're going to make even more money from the appreciation that comes from it. So the cash flow is going to help you, but, you know, own like one or two of those properties for 4 or 5 years, your cash flow is going to jump up, but then you'll be able to access equity from the properties over time. And that's what you want to see. And I don't think that there's going to be any change in that over the next 10 years with how, things are moving. I don't think interest rates are going to be changing, you know, in the next year or two anyways. And even if they do, we still have lots of, opportunity to grow from an appreciation perspective too. So
right.
I think that you're safe as long as you're buying in quality products that, you know, that you can rent out for a longer period of time, and they cash flow from day one, it makes it so much easier for you to hold on to those assets, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then in year two or three, you refinance, pull some of the funds out, and you can go do it again.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Do you have any questions or anything else that I can kind of put you in the right direction on? So I'll refer you a couple of people on the realtor side of things. I think that's a good start, actually.
Probably.
Are you looking, when do you want to lend those funds?
I got to get them out of wherever they are first. So hopefully it won't take too long. The accounts are all set up. I just got to actually wait for the funds to transfer. But it would be within like probably 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how long TD keeps the funds for.
Okay. I can make sure that they go out. No problem.
Great.
We'll get you into, like if I can't do it, I know like a dozen people that will, so it's not a problem. So just reach out to me when you're ready. I'm not gonna follow you for 140K. So like, you just have to, you'll have to just reach out to me, but I'm happy to get something going with you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Any questions or anything else?
So I'm kind of through most of your first three properties. And you send people there first because it's the best. It gives them a good idea of, you know, all of the whole overall encompassing what they need to look at. Mm-hmm. That we all start there.
Yeah, because like, if you don't know the fundamentals of what makes an area a good area, you get into like, a lot of people will pump different types of markets because it's cheap, and right. Cheap doesn't always mean good. No. And you can get really stuck. You know, I've had, you know, friends who have invested in areas that were flat for a decade. And, you know, it's okay when you're seeing a market, you know, chug along, and all markets kind of chug along. But eventually what happens is there's cycles, and there are some areas that feel the cycles harder than others. So you got to be careful. Cheap doesn't mean good. So that's why I ask people to go through that course first, to get a good understanding of what makes it a good area, you know, jobs, you know, population growth, you know, what, like all of those pieces. And then when you do that, when you go to an area, you can look at those items and then decide, yeah, I want to do that, or no, doesn't make sense for me. Right.
Right.
And then there's like, once you start to go to the joint venture path, there's like a whole 6-hour course that's available to you on joint venture partnerships. I mean, I made it, so it's the best thing ever. No,
of course.
No, it's not. I'm a lot more humble than that. But, you know, it is definitely, it's available to you, and you know, you should take advantage of it, especially if that's the route that you're, want to focus on, you know, get a deal yourself done, right? Possibly two done, and then start talking to other people, right? That's the key. And start talking about what you're learning as you go along too. Just remember, there's going to be a lot of people who tell you how, like, oh, they lost this and lost that in real estate. There's always going to be those people. You need to find and talk to the people who have been successful at it, right? And then you listen to those people, because they'll help you to get to the, you know, where you want to go for sure.
Great. Cool.
Awesome. Just email me when you're ready, or if you have any other questions, and make sure that you hop on to those Q&A calls. They're twice a month. You're welcome to attend the events call and listen in, but really, I sometimes we can get into some complex topics. Like, we were going through evaluating apartment building numbers on the last one. But on the beginner call, like, it's very, like, you know, if you have any different types of questions, like, you'd be really good on the financing side of things, right? But you may be a little bit tougher on the creative purchasing side, right? Yeah. So, you know, so that's something that you would bring up in any of those, like, the calls, right? And that way, you know, you get access to me, and I get to have good conversations with people, and we have a lot of fun. So, make sure you hop on those calls too. That's where you get to make some connections, and then you got to put yourself on an email list or connect with them, and, you know, just keep at that, you know. But if you're going to be focusing on other areas, like, one of the things, I mean, we're kind of stuck right now, but one of the things you should be doing is traveling out to those areas,
right,
and getting a sense of what it's like. You know, if you can do a tour, if you can go through some properties with an agent and get a good sense of what the areas are, that'll help you tremendously as well.
Sounds good. Great. Thanks, Quentin.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with our member. I hope you got some valuable information out of it. If you would like to create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing, make sure to check out educationrei.ca. Until next time, I'm Quentin D'Souza. Get out there and take action.